Hey friends, we've got a special treat. Pastor Brandon Holthaus is back with us again for another episode. We're going to talk about a lot of headlines in this episode, and we're also going to talk about the spiritual battle underlying the culture and truth war on and in America. That's next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, thank you so much for watching, listening, and sharing the podcast. Pastor Brandon, tipofthespearministry.com. I know we just did a show with you on different topics, but thank you for coming back and doing another one. This is great. I love your voice and your ministry.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for having some crazy guy from California out on your show, man.
I know.
I promise you, I am not like the typical Californian. So,
you know, there's just such a remnant of solid Bible-believing pastors and leaders out there, but a very small remnant. But there is. And they're very strong. And their ministries are very effective, but we need so many more.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Brandon, I didn't know where to start with this one, with the headlines, but this is kind of, these two go together. Tesla sites are being firebombed. Twitter X was hit with major cyber attacks. Why? Because Elon Musk is trying to cut wasteful government spending. And he said, quote, "We get attacked every day, but this one was done with a lot of resources. Either a large coordinated group and or a country is involved." He says, "We're not sure exactly what happened, but there was a massive cyber attack to try to bring down the X system with IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area."
Yeah.
Now, this is what they were looking for. Now, again, this was last week. So, and then we're going to talk about USAID and some great news and Doge. So where do you want to start with this one? How about calling out the double standard?
Yeah, I mean, look how hypocritical they are. Elon Musk used to be their darling
hero
guy. They loved him. They loved him for Tesla and SpaceX and Starlink and everything that he was doing. And all of a sudden, the minute he started supporting Trump, they turned on him like a sheep killing dog. And now they're out for blood because now he is working at for Doge and working for Trump in essence, and cutting the wasteful fraud and spending that USAID has done and on other departments in the government. And all of a sudden, now they're going to retaliate against the guy they once loved. And what is there to retaliate? All he is doing is cutting off the fraud that has been exposed and the wasteful spending of bureaucracy. And now, all of a sudden, their tactics are not civility. Remember, they used to say that Trump is uncivil and we got to return the civility. Yeah. But they don't return the civility. They go and firebomb these Tesla, auto malls or whatever. And that's their way of retaliating like a bunch of gang members.
Yeah.
And so I find it hypocritical of they want civility, but this is how they react. So, it's ironic.
I got six words for you. Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. Do you remember what they did? Remember what they did in 2020, the summer of love, I guess. Billions of dollars in damage, dozens of people killed or murdered on our streets in America, but it was all justified because it was for a good cause. And now you look back at that and go, oh my goodness, what was going on with police being told to stand down and what was happening on our city streets. So let's talk about double standards. Why do they promote lawlessness? Is because that's their ideology. They're anti-Christian, anti-American. And now, so he's trying to help us, the taxpayers, billions. In fact, I've heard trillions of dollars. Let's look at this one really quick and I'll get your response.
Sure.
Brandon, Marco Rubio announced last week that 83% of USAID programs have been canceled and there were 5,200 contacts. We're talking about billions of dollars that did not serve America. It's interesting. Right. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's the problem. What we see with USAID and all of this is they're working from a framework, David, that's a non-biblical framework. They're working from a framework of power. And that's all that really matters for them. Right and wrong, morality, values don't matter. It's a matter of who's got power, how to get it, and how to keep it. And with that, if power is your main ideology, then the ends justify the means. And that's why you're seeing them that, you know, if it takes to firebomb Elon Musk or pitch a fit here and say that it's racist or it, to lock up the borders or it's homophobic to not produce LGBT propaganda in other countries, or if we say, hey, we shouldn't be funding transgender surgeries, we must be transphobic. But you start looking at it and it's like, okay, you guys have no values. It's really demonic is what you're doing. And that's why you're willing to go to the lengths in which we are now uncovering. We see trillions of dollars going towards things that promote an anti-biblical worldview all through the world. And I looked at how we were spending from USAID and just kind of saw a common theme there. And there were some, the common themes were this, a promoting of the LGBT and trans agenda to the world. That's one of the things I saw. The second was promoting woke ideology, whether that's DEI, ESG, save the planet type of thing throughout the world. And the third one was actually backing Islamic Jihad. And so when I looked at that and I categorized all three categories, I said, something's up here. Why would they be supporting an ideology like this in those three sections? Well, here's what my theory is. It is for the purpose of destroying the West. It is for the purpose of destroying the Judeo-Christian values that we hold dear in the West, and basically to target Jews and Christians at the end of this. And that's really what's happening here. I'm happy that it got uncovered, but here's the thing, David. This war is not over just because Trump and Elon Musk are exposing this. I do not think these people are going to go away quietly. They're going to pitch a fit. They're going to fight because they don't want to give up power. And that's where the culture war is coming. And that's why Christians need to be prepared for this culture war.
Thank you. We are watching it. We are trying to be discerning. But my goodness, some of the stuff is infuriating, what you just said, because they're exporting an anti-biblical, anti-Christian worldview. And that's not what America stood for or stands for or was founded as. I want to just share one article with you. It's over at Politico. It came out March 11. And it says, U.S. aid official tells staffers to shred and burn your documents. Did you hear about this, Brandon? It says,
I sure did.
This group effort, shred as many documents first, and then reserve the burn bags for when the shredder becomes unavailable and needs a break. Label the burn bags with the words, quote, secret. And again, this is at Politico. What are they hiding?
Well, it's like Jesus said, light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. What we have now uncovered, I shouldn't say we, but conservatives, the Trump administration, and I think that's one of the things God has used Trump is to reveal what's been going on in our country. Mm-hmm. Leviathan got exposed, David. Whatever you want to call it, Leviathan, the deep state, the bureaucracy, whatever. There's deep states all over the planet. But we had a deep state, and we still do have a deep state here in the United States. And people call it the swamp or whatever. And what happened was, the deep state had to reveal itself last year a little bit, especially when they took down Biden and replaced him with Kamala Harris. It revealed itself, and it did it in within 48 hours. And then the deep state also revealed itself when we had two assassination attempts, and we had no idea why the Secret Service wasn't protecting him. And again, going into this, we found out that Facebook was working with the government in the 2020 election. And so we had all of that going on at the same time. We found out the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the Pentagon were all involved in undermining Trump and anyone else that went against their narrative. So the concept that there is no deep state, that became exposed. There is a deep state. And here's what's happening. Trump has now went in there within the first 100 days. He is tearing up Jack because he knows he's got to get it done and expose these people. Whether you're talking about the Epstein files or your P. Diddy files, or you're talking about what happened with Hillary Clinton, Trump says he's going to expose. He's going to expose the UFO files. He's going to. It's look, when the deep state gets threatened by Trump saying they're going to be exposed, they're going to react. because they were doing things illegally. They were doing things, making money, money laundering. When you talk about Ukraine, that proxy war, there was a lot of money laundering going on there, no doubt about that. And so their deeds are evil. And so now they're in a panic because they're trying to cover everything up.
Yep. I'm glad you brought in the ideology aspect, the spiritual aspect, and who is reacting to it. It's very telling when someone's finding waste, fraud, and abuse and showing where our taxpayer dollars have been going. It's very telling who is against that. Very, yeah. Very telling. Let's talk about another one before we have to take a brief pause with you.
Okay.
A watchdog report identified 460 DEI programs within the federal government worth $1 trillion of taxpayer funds. Now, we know the Biden, let me just rephrase that, the old Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah, right.
We know what they were pushing and what they were trying to do for those 4 years and what they did do. Don't say he was seen, well, you say whatever you want, but they accomplished a lot. I don't know who was running the country. It wasn't Joe Biden, but they, meaning the left, got a lot done and for evil. And calling evil good and good evil. But anyway, the degree to which the administration infused these DEI policies into the federal government has been eye-opening, astounding, even to most of us who were somewhat informed and were paying attention to this. So the important thing, Brandon, I'll let you respond, is ensuring these programs do not make a comeback. It's going to take a huge effort to do that. So what are your thoughts on $1 trillion in taxpayer funds for DEI?
Yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, that's why our health secretary was a dude pretending to be a guy because of DEI. This is why, you know, we have a problem with air traffic control because they were the air traffic control and the FAA were part of the DEI program and also the airlines. And let's take it to the medical field, too, because many medical schools were practicing DEI. And people say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, with DEI, it is what we call reverse racism. It is taking somebody based on the color of their skin or ethnicity and putting them in a place where they did not merit the place. So how does that work when we promote people who didn't qualify to be an airline pilot, but we need more of this particular nationality represented in our airline pilots, but yet they couldn't pass the test? Or how would I like to go to a doctor that's a DEI hire and we say, you know what, he went to medical school in third world country, whatever. He didn't pass our tests and exams, but because, you know, we need to have representation from some third world country, we're going to make him a doctor at Stanford. So who in the world would go to that guy versus a guy who was trained medically here in the States?
Yeah.
And so the guy will end up killing you, maybe. I don't know. I mean, but again, what I'm trying to point out that DEI puts people that haven't merited the position in dangerous positions that could kill other people. Mm-hmm. Airline pilot, FAA traffic controller, medical.
Yes.
Okay. And so this is the problem with DEI. And then we had DEI in our military. Well, what does that do to our military? That weakens it when the Navy is using transgender recruiting things to recruit people into the Navy. Are we kidding ourselves? Again, it's all to weaken America. Yeah. But it's dangerous. And
you're not making this up, by the way. They did put out videos of, I think, a drag queen or a transgender to try during the
recruit through it.
And that's why the recruiting numbers declined, and now they're skyrocketing. They're exceeding standards for recruiting in the military now. Praise God.
Yeah, amen to that. But that's the danger of things because it DEI has implications. And don't think for a minute it's about equality. It's not about equality. We in the Judeo-Christian ethic believe in meritocracy, and that I don't care what the guy's skin color is or ethnicity. Is this guy the best guy for that position? That's a fundamental biblical principle that a worker, like Proverbs says, a worker will be known by the king. If he works hard and does well in his craftsmanship, a king will recognize that man. And that's basically a meritocracy that our nation was founded on. But if you get away from that and go towards a more Marxist communism where, well, it doesn't matter who's in the position, you're going to end up with Starbucks workers as your doctor.
Gosh, that's a frightening thought. But on that note, we've got to take a brief pause. Brandon Holthaus is our guest, tipofthespearministry.com. And when we come back, we'll talk about a story about recently that J.D. Vance said, he's the VP, of course, said he was confronted by a pro-Ukrainian protester or a gang of protesters while he was walking his toddler daughter. And who are the most conservative libertarian senators? That's next.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Hey, friends, thanks for your support and for also for following our brand new YouTube channel. We just got it up and running in January. We're on Rumble and Facebook, Spotify, Apple, but it's Worldview Matters, David Fiorazzo. So follow us on all these different platforms and download the free Freedom Project Media app if you'd like to do that as well. So, Brandon, before let's have some fun before we dive into some other more serious stories. Over at the Communist News Network, self-proclaimed communist who was a former advisor of the Obama administration let it rip on CNN. I think the Democrat Party is a mess. I'm thankful that they're showing their true colors. I'm thankful that they're acting like idiots. I'm thankful that it's a clown show. It's a circus and there's no leadership. I don't like it because it kind of shows our government a little chaos there, but it's the Democrat Party. The midterms are next year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but Van Jones over at CNN went into a blistering diatribe against the Democrat Party and says he can see why it's hemorrhaging voters. He said, quote, "We're screwed. Defending a broken status quo and offending most of the country turns out is not as popular as my party thought it was going to be." End quote. Your thoughts, Brandon. Have fun with this one.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny? That's coming from Van Jones, of all people, you know, that's dyed-in-the-wool communist, Marxist, socialist. And yet he is recognizing, look, he understands politics and realizing that, look, the American people voted Donald Trump in because really what it's been called is a common sense revolution.
Yes.
We do not want to say that men can play women's sports and be okay with that. We are not saying that men can menstruate. In fact, some of the Doge uncovered that we were paying for studying men menstruate. Okay, men don't menstruate. I can clear that study up real quick. Or men can have a baby, right? You know, and so we had the American people saying, look, I don't care if we're Republican or Democrat. These Democrats are unhinged. They have hooked their star to the radical left of outside of the perimeters of any balance whatsoever. And I can't go with this. And so that's why we saw, even in politics, people that were typically maybe liberal, classical liberal, David, or independent, switch over to Trump, like Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson and other guys that are not traditionally conservative known, but then they went with Trump because they said, I can't buy into this. This is out of control. And at least Van Jones has enough, at least political sense. I don't think he has changed his values, but he does have enough political sense to saying, you guys keep doubling down on women playing sports, you're going to lose the next election. And so anyway,
it's an 80-20 issue. Almost 80% of Americans say, no, don't let girls or boys compete against girls. We've seen some of the damage and some of the scholarships lost and all these other things, men beating women by just such large margins. But let's go back to your point that they're not changing their worldview or ideology. They're not coming to Jesus. They're just saying what we've been doing is not working, the messaging. Why? Because they have bad policies, bad ideas, not pro-American. It's just amazing that they've gotten this far. So I want to make that clear that they're not changing or converting. They're just kind of realizing we've got to find a different way to message, get the message out there, right?
Absolutely. And so what you have to realize is they're politically savvy. They're not going to change their ideology. And the problem is, here's the problem with their ideology. Their ideology, because it's a non-biblical ideology, can never construct anything creatively. It can only destroy things. So like when you see Biden go in the office, well, he destroyed America. I live here in California where Gavin Newsom has literally destroyed California with the fires, the lack of water. And David, as an example, we have plenty of water, but we let 95% of it out into the ocean. Because of a Delta smelt that's not even native to California. So you then, you know, we have a DEI hires as the fire chief captain in L.A. and Mayor Bass, who's out of her mind, a DEI hire, you know, and they basically can't run anything. And so even Gavin Newsom realizes, hey, I really can't build anything. So what is he doing? He's trying to soften his image. And he had Charlie Kirk on his program to try and say, yeah, I really don't believe in guys playing women's sports. To the chagrin, to the chagrin of all the transgenders, and so he realizes politically he ain't going to win with the messaging that they have, and so they have to change the message. But here's the thing: once they get into office, they will pop the clutch on their ideology. They will say whatever they have to say, David, as you know. But once they get in power, it's tater chip, let her rip. Here's my ideology, and it's demonic. Yeah. Let it run. That's and what they do.
Yeah, and you're not exaggerating, by the way. Let's call it out, friends. It is a demonic platform if you go to the Democrat Party. Not that everything, I don't agree with every Republican. I don't agree with everything in the platform or their methodology, but there's such a contrast. Speaking of conservative and libertarian senators, let's point out a few people and give some kudos here. I follow the Rand Paul Review on Substack, and the top defenders of liberty, 2024, 100% rating, Rand Paul and Mike Lee. I wanted to say this because Wisconsin, shout out to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson at 90. Marsha Blackburn is on there. Tommy Tuberville. Josh Hawley was at 84. But a year ago, J.D. Vance was at 85 as conservative and libertarian as far as how he voted and the policies he believed in. So there are some good men and good women.
Absolutely.
On the right side, and I'm just praying that they make progress while they still can, like I said, because midterms, we're going like a steamroller right now as far as the Trump administration with executive orders, policies, a great cabinet of rock stars, pro-American, and so a lot of believers, a lot of Christians in the cabinet. Can you speak to that for a moment? Because as far as the midterms coming up and our limited time?
I totally believe that God has given us a reprieve, David, and that's why we see all these people that are pro-America, pro-Christian, and so a lot of them are Christians. And I think providentially, Trump was spared for this time. And I think what God is doing is he's given America a second chance of saying, are you going to get this figured out before it's too late? Because if you don't, the Democrats are going to get back in power, and they're going to go right over the cliff with America, because they want the destruction of the America we know and grew up in and love. They want globalism, David. That's what they really want. They want to be led by Klaus Schwab. And so I appreciate all these individuals that are in the White House and in the Trump administration, but they have a limited amount of time and they have limited resources. And I hope they can get a lot of things done and changed. But here's the thing. We cannot, as believers, just hope that one man changes this. We have to start in our communities in dealing with our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities that we live in to try to affect change as well. Otherwise, we will go over the cliff. And, and look at the public schools in our neighborhoods. They are as crazy as all get out. and they're indoctrination centers. There's where we need to start locally, is stop the indoctrination that's going on. So we need to take our chance that God has given us.
Thank you. Really quickly, we don't have to talk about this one, but I want to put this out there to remind you what we were just kind of talking about. Another article over at the Washington Stand, despite Trump EO, meaning executive order, the fight to protect female sports persists across the country.
Yes.
You can grab this headline and put it in almost any education, media, government, you know, spending, all these other places. The fight will persist despite the executive orders. But I want to get one more response from you on this article a lot of conservatives, this is how the left plays. They try to intimidate and harass because they don't have good ideas, good policies, and their worldview is warped. J.D. Vance was walking with his toddler daughter, yeah. And this pro-Ukrainian crowd of protesters was walking and shouting at them. We've seen this with a lot of conservative Christian or Republican representatives before. Your thoughts on this, Brandon?
Yeah, you know, I agree with what J.D. Vance and Trump have said to Zelensky. This needs to stop. The meat grinder that's going on in this Russian-Ukrainian war needs to stop. There needs to be a ceasefire. And the end of it, basically what we understand, David, this was a proxy war against Russia. And we were funding it. And this meat grinder killed about 600,000 Ukrainian men and about 1 million Russians all total. And so, you know, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are trying to end this and get some type of peace going on. But the protest against that is kind of unnerving. I guess it's to be expected. But what do people want? It's like Trump said at the speech he said in front of, you know, at the State of the Union. Elizabeth Warren, do you want this to continue on for 5 years? And what did she say? Yes.
Yeah, she's clapping.
Yes, I want it to go on for five years.
By the way, that was the only thing the Democrats applauded for was the money that was spent and sent to Ukraine funding this war. It's not just going to the innocent people. It's funding globalism and the war and all kinds of nonsense.
Yes.
And that's the only thing. It's sad. They showed their cards. We know. Let's wrap this up. We know exactly what their worldview is. We know exactly where they stand on policies and ideology. But friends, from the spiritual perspective, the gospel is still the power of God. And it must be preached. Some of them, imagine if a couple of them can be saved, some influential leftist Democrats. So your final thoughts in 30 seconds, Pastor Brandon.
Hey, we need to have discernment. Their time is getting, we didn't talk about this, but time is going to get to where everything is a deception coming in our way, whether it's AI, whether it's the Democratic Party. A lot's going to be thrown at us in terms of lies, and we need to have our radars up.
Brother, thank you so much for all you do. I encourage you guys watching and listening to pray for Brandon and his family and his ministry, and that God would enlarge his territory. Brother, thank you for your time.
Thank you, David. All right, man. Always a pleasure, brother. God bless.
Yep. Bless you too, brother. Thank you. All right, friends, God bless you. And as always, you know what to do. Keep speaking the truth about things that matter.